All the Real Girls is a new romantic drama by the young filmmaker David Gordon Green. His first film was George Washington. All the Real Girls was a big hit at this year's Sundance Film Festival, where it won a special jury prize for emotional truth. Film critic John Powers has a review.
For the last 25 years, American filmmakers have been chasing the ghost of the 1970s. That includes a terrific new generation, led by P.T. Anderson, Wes Anderson, and Spike Jones, who are familiar with the freedoms enjoyed by the so-called Easy Riders and Raging Bulls, yet have a sensibility shaped by an era of diminished cinematic expectations. They make cult classics, not big-budget hits, tell original stories rather than milk old genres, prefer ensemble casts to lavish star vehicles, and they largely neglect broad social concerns in favor of exploring the beleaguered modern self. A variety of the higher navel-gazing, which may have reached its peak in the recent movie adaptation. You find nearly all of these qualities in David Gordon Green. The gifted North Carolina-based filmmaker, who at age 27, seems poised to join their front ranks. In fact, his new movie, All the Real Girls, comes wrapped in the familiar Sundance hype that threatens to make real-world audiences feel oversold and underwhelmed. Set in a sleepy North Carolina mill town, All the Real Girls is a love story of almost dreamy simplicity. Its hero, Paul, played by Paul Schneider, is a 22-year-old idler who might have stepped out of a Raymond Carver short story. Emotionally immature, he spends his life hanging out with his buddies and caddishly bedding the local chicks. All that changes when he meets Noelle, that's Zoe Deschanel, a virginal young woman just back from boarding school. The two fall for each other instantly, achieving a tremulous honesty that delights and unsettles them both. Yet in ways they can't possibly understand, their lives are terribly out of sync. While Paul seeks salvation in Noelle's innocence, she makes me decent, he says, and won't sleep with her. She wants to learn the songs of experience. Here, Paul tries to tell her about his past.
I've made some ugly mistakes.
The girls?
The most really ugly. And anything that would make you feel more comfortable for you to know, I wanted to tell you that stuff. Because I care about you. Because I care about you. Oh, a lot. And when, you know, when people from before come up, yeah, I want you to understand. What they hate when they see me.
As he showed on his $50,000 debut, George Washington, David Gordon Green is attuned to the poetry of ordinary life, with its slow patches and sudden bursts of deep emotion. He knows the thrill of confessing your most painful secret, or how a silly dance at a bowling alley can be the most magical thing on earth. This isn't the glib saccharine teen love story you normally see in the movies. Green understands how profoundly romantic betrayal can shake up the young. Paul faces the shattering discovery that his beloved is capable of going to bed with someone else, while Noelle has the epiphany that she can love Paul, sleep with another guy, and in that very moment realize how much she loves Paul. Of the two, Noelle is by far the more compelling creation. She's played with enormous honesty by Deschanel, whose wide-open face has the emotional transparency you found in Gwyneth Paltrow before she got so grand. Gazing out from her intent raccoon eyes, Deschanel makes us feel the vibrancy of a young woman who's discovering her own capacity for startling herself. By comparison, the inarticulate Paul is so emotionally arrested that I kept wondering why all the local women should be so interested in him. Green is essentially a poet of moods rather than a teller of tales, and he adorns this movie with studied stylistic touches influenced by 70s wonder boy Terrence Malick, who made Badlands and Days of Heaven. The movie has dialogue that veers toward the literary, juxtaposes nature against man-made violence, and has a burnished visual style that seeks to elevate commonplace reality through sheer beauty. And the film is beautiful. Shot on exquisite widescreen by Tim Orr, it gives us a world bathed in golden light. It's also bathed, I have to tell you, in a wash of artistic self-importance. Like many young directors, Green is a bit self-serious, especially in his attempt to make this two-person romance become some sort of commentary on small-town life in general. That's frankly more significance than this small, delicate love story can really support. Still, you have to be pretty harsh to dwell on the whiff of pretension in an ambitious young filmmaker with as much natural talent as Green. That's the sort of thing that time will burn away. Anyway, as Noel tells Paul near the end of the movie, nobody ever said we had to be perfect.
John Powers is film critic and media columnist for LA Weekly. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Sue Spolin directed the show. WHYY's executive producer of national radio programming is Elizabeth Perez Luna. Our theme music was composed by Joel Forrester and performed by the Microscopic Septet. We'll end today's program with more music from Johnny Costa. For Terry Gross, I'm David Biancooley.